Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. You know, Rich, I had a question to ask you. I don't think I've ever asked you this. It's kind of a personal question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. But the question is, what was the impetus for you to write your book?
Well, a lot of reasons. I think it's just a duty and obligation as being an American.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, you know, I live off-grid, and everybody in the, all of our listeners know this, so I live with frugality. I live with just the overall sense, you know, I develop skill sets. I relearn the old 19th century skills, dovetail them with 21st century technology, which is solar. And I want to give people, you know, in this, in the beginning of the book, I use words like despair. And I see what made me write the book 10 years ago is that a lot of people are seeing a loss of hope. And they're looking for plan Bs. And I've made it very clear that the book, basically, for example, I'm going to mention some of these articles today. You know, when I was, and give me a couple minutes here, Vince, to answer your question. You know, we're not being judged by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and expectations. There's no accountability. Everything is based on what group you're in for the purpose of lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications to delegitimize work, but also at the same time to use divide-and-conquer strategies and distractions and dumb down the public, which I've given thousands of examples of each. So when I see stress, I see suicide increase, drug increase, you know, fentanyl and all these other killer drugs coming over the borders, I see despair. I see obesity. You know, I try to give ideas and solutions to the people. You know, since you asked that, for example, the last 20 years, and I think you know this, you know, I was diagnosed, folks, and it's in the book, I've talked about it before, with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. Even right now, my shirt still sag on my right side. Now, for the last 20 years, I went to PT, physical therapy, and in the beginning, and I took the rubber bands home, and I spent 20 years not giving up, working out with rubber bands. My chiropractor says I lost 35% of my muscle. I'm about 210. You know, my adult range is between 205 and 220. I'm about 210 right now. Been that way for a while. And I've probably gained back about 5% strength doing very light weights. I call it girl, you know, 14-year-old girl weights, you know, like dumbbells between 5 and 55 pounds. And I say that because there was a 14-year-old girl working out near me, and she was lifting heavier weights than me, but that's okay. I'm 62 years old. So it used to be an American virtue of not giving up. And with spending 20-plus years doing PT with rubber bands, I kind of graduated to a very, like, for example, I bench pressed 90 pounds. I know that sounds nothing to our listeners. You know, when I was 19, I benched 365 pounds. And that's when I tried to get a job at the New York City Fire Department. And going back to how hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and the standards don't mean anything, I tried to get a job at 19, benching 365. I could carry anybody up and down a ladder. And that was the year the women's group sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because they couldn't pass the physical tests. Right after that, I got a degree in forestry. I wanted to work out in the woods. So I went to the National Forest Service. This is the early 80s now. The previous example was late 70s. And they said they couldn't hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room, fresh out of high school, 18 years old, no education, no experience, no nothing. And the same thing happened to me with GlaxoSmithKline. When I got diagnosed with spinal stenosis, I tried to keep my career. They were hiring females all across the country to be job shares with other females. Human resources at GlaxoSmithKline literally told me, you cannot work part-time because that is only for women only. Now, I consulted 30 attorneys. They all agreed if I was a female and it was in reverse, I would have had a $10 million lawsuit by the end of the day. I had attorneys tell me I didn't have enough group self-pity points or victim group status. So basically, I had no choice but to live frugal, to live in the woods, to live off-grid, to hunt and fish for my food, to grow my own produce, to raise animals, and to live outside the box. So, again, not giving up on life and even your health used to be an American virtue. There's no American virtues anymore. Now you get a job based on your gender, the gender you identify as, your sexual orientation, your religion, and better not be Christian. Your skin pigmentation, shade, all of that type of stuff. So I wrote that book to show that if a guy being born and raised in the metropolitan area of New York City could come to the Northern Rockies and live off the land and help change their health a little bit. You know, again, I don't want to, you know, give myself too many kudos here because, you know, my shirts, if I don't wear a really tight shirt, my shirts just hang on my right side because of nerve damage. And if I stop exercising for just a week, I lose like 95% of my gains because my nerve damage is so severe. But I keep trying and I don't give up. So I wrote the book, Vince, to give people plan Bs, ideas and solutions, you know, where they can still exist because the suicides are going through the roof. The drug use is going through the roof. Just overall despair, violence, every criteria of everything going wrong is going up. Murder, rape, mayhem, and mostly in blue Democrat stronghold areas. So that's why I've been on the air for almost 12 years. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I give talks here and there. I do this because the powers that be have betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted all their professions. Look at every aspect of healthcare. I mean, Fauci just announced his retirement. Look, people are seeing the corruption. They're seeing how the powers that be have entitled certain victim groups and delegitimized work and eliminated, not just lowered, but eliminated the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job. No society can exist. Look, I'm going to go off into a little tangent with your question here, Vince, but we the people have to make the difference. We have to be the judge and jury. We've seen how the judges, lawyers, you know, bankers, everybody, politicians, they've rigged everything. They've been paid off. They've been blackmailed. They sold out the people and the Constitution. We have to decide if this is our home and we want to do something about it. We inherited the freedoms from the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. We have to decide if we want to fight for it. We the people give too many credentials or kudos, even rationality and credibility, to people who are behind a microphone. And I say that even about us with the radio or if someone gives a speech. You ever notice how someone always takes a picture of someone behind a microphone? It's like supposed to be a verified stamp of authenticity. That don't mean crap, folks. We have to read, we have to research, and we have to verify individually. And we have to have uncomfortable conversations and speak up publicly. We need mass awareness using facts and truth. And that's what I try and do by giving you published articles in the public domain regarding facts, truth, evidence, proof, those kind of words. We are being distracted on purpose by so many different issues, so the powers that be make us look there and not here. We need to take a stand, not just for our country, but for humanity. We need to stand for principle. You've heard me talk about a very simple definition of principle. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. That's one. Two is truth. And three, if someone has less consequences for their behavior, you get to do it too. This way the people can see the divide and conquer strategies. We have to stick up for the rule of law. We have to have the courage to be hated for telling the truth. We, the people, have the power. There's no more rule of law in this country anymore. And it includes restitution. It includes due process. It includes everything under the rule of law. It's all bought and paid for. The elites, the Democrats, the rhinos, the FBI, healthcare organizations and institutions, they've lost 100% credibility. Their objective is to consolidate power, money, and control to eliminate truth and transparency. Our job is to be on the radio with the microphone in our hand, giving facts, giving proof, giving evidence, and giving truth on why not to give up. We talk about ideas and solutions. I know this is a wordy answer for this, but that's why I wrote the book. That's why I've done 12 years of on air, and I give a talk here and there. I do this to wake people up. I do this so people can put action to words. But people need to wake up and see the facts so they can put action in their lives. It's hard. A lot of people don't want to be on a list. A lot of people are cowards. They lack courage. A lot of people afraid to be called a name. You've heard me say this a gazillion times. Controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hated, conspiracy theorists. Look, it's people are seeing what's happening with election fraud, which I'm going to talk about today. People are seeing what's happening where people are dying and getting sick from this toxic poison they're calling a vaccine. I mean, schools are even sending out pamphlets warning of cardiac arrest to children. That's how stupid the powers that be think you are. We are all sitting back, and just a few people are speaking up while the elite are selling out humanity for their own personal benefit. So, Vince, believe it or not, as you know, I can go on and on and on, but I hope I answered your question.
I think it was certainly worth hearing, class, why Rich wrote the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And you can buy it on Amazon if you'd like. I have a copy. I've read it multiple times. And it's a story of, you know, jumping ship. It's a story of making your own way. It's a story of learning new skills. It's a story of hard work, perseverance, dedication to making it happen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, class. Rich, that was well said. Thank you so much. Please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. And again, I want to thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right. Folks, what I'm going to do here is what I usually do. I don't like doing this. I would rather do small talk. I'd rather talk about, you know, other things in life. But we're in a wake-up mode right now, and I believe my obligation and duty is to our listeners to give you information. And please don't believe a word we say. You need to read, research, and verify everything, okay? Especially from so-called official authorities and experts who have been bought and paid for. Look, it's basically people who decided to go on the side of the elite and they're willing to be bought and paid for or blackmailed in a fascist, feudalistic type of system that benefits themselves, and they're throwing the humanity and the American people under the bus. This is the information that we're trying to give you. So I give a kind of a combination of healthcare, economics, political correctness, social issues, election fraud, you know, that type of information so you can make your own decision. And that's why I ask you to please do your homework. Don't believe a word we say. But I can tell you right now, I do everything in my power to vet the authenticity of these published articles in the public domain. Do articles get by me once in a while that might have been corrupted and invented by the powers that be in order to discredit the independent media? I'm sure that's happened. But I guarantee you 99% of the articles are all published in the public domain, and they come from very credible sources. Okay, that being said, folks, here we go. Information time. One, basically, I read articles and I give you bullet points, or interviews, and I give you bullet points to take home so you don't have to waste time hearing about everything in the interview, which could be an hour long, and I give you a couple minutes of bullet points. Basically, when the powers that be are talking about how, oh, there's no inflation, all this stuff, one of the ploys that they're using is they take a product, and it could be a year apart, and they say, oh, look, it's the same price. But then you really read into the article, whether it be laundry detergent, whether it be food, how they do that is they look you straight in the face, but they don't tell you the volume of the container is smaller. And they say, look, it's the same price. That's one of the ways they do it. So you need to look into that. Next, Paul Pelosi linked business has millions of PPP loans forgiven. PPP loans. Remember when all this COVID stuff came out, the pandemic? Well, here's an article right here. I'm going to go into a little more detail. They talk about wealthy celebrity elites like Reese Witherspoon, Jay-Z. Basically, most of these PPP loans have been forgiven. For example, Reese Witherspoon, and I'm being specific here, okay, she has a clothing company. She received almost $1 million in the first round of PPP. She's worth an estimated $400 million. The entire loan has been forgiven, reportedly. Rapper Jay-Z, he received $2.1 million in change. Forgiven. Sean Combs, I think he's known as Puff Daddy, he received almost $2 million. The loan was forgiven. The rock band Pearl Jam's touring company, $629,335 specifically. Forgiven. This was for only 28 jobs. Okay. Green Day received. Boy, you just put the word green in a company, folks. You're going to get subsidies. You're going to get grants. You're going to get loans forgiven. What a great little scam. Anyway, $450,000 and change were nearly all forgiven. And you heard about reality star Khloe Kardashian? Everybody's heard of the Kardashians, even me. Received a loan for over $1.2 million. Reportedly forgiven. Not just Paul Pelosi, even Tom Brady's on that list. Look, this is what they do. They use their celebrity to push a vaccine or sell a narrative, and they get paid indirectly. You see how that works, folks? It's called scam. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday asked a federal judge to assign a special master after he claims the FBI and Department of Justice are politically motivated when they violated his constitutional Fourth Amendment right. The government has until noon Eastern on Thursday to deliver details behind their warrant to raid his home. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News.
You know, you can speculate, and we can all speculate, and that's the reason you need to release the affidavit. At least, if you want to redact some of the names, redact the names, but allow the American public to understand what the insinuations are based upon.
Twice now, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard because of the number of illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. The Defense Department responded, "The National Guard is not trained to assist migrants." End quote. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the Russian invasion of its neighbor Ukraine enters the six-month threshold, the Biden administration claims Moscow has no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to the war in Ukraine. National Security Council official Admiral John Kirby on Newsmax.
Sadly, no. In fact, just in the last day or so, we've heard from the Kremlin that they have no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to this war, and every intention, quite the contrary, to continuing to prosecute this war against Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. And that's obviously regrettable for everybody around the world, not just the people in Ukraine. Mr. Putin should do the right thing by getting out now, pulling his troops out, sitting down in good faith with President Zelensky, and ending this unprovoked invasion that he himself started now 6 months ago.
Former basketball player Dennis Rodman is going to Russia in an attempt to free basketball player Brittany Griner.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Eatman's with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. Folks, I want to go back to what I said earlier about not giving up. You know, basically, my lifestyle is very physical. And, you know, whether it be pulling back my bow, carrying feed bags, you know, whatever, you know, moving some fencing, whatever it is, I got to the point in life where I had to do, about 6 months ago, I started doing some light weight bearing exercises, maybe 7 months ago. I don't know. I got to do the math here. So basically what I do, you know, at my age, I can't build muscle. Okay. I know that. Okay. Whether it be testosterone. And the big thing is you can't build muscle unless you consume calories. okay? Because the calories go into, you got to rip the muscle apart by using heavy weight. I use lightweight. I mostly do supersets, which is you do lightweight with very little time in between sets. Sometimes you just do them back to back, especially for smaller muscles like arms and stuff like that. So, you know, I cannot keep my lifestyle up. I got to a point where I had so much deterioration from nerve damage that I had to do some weight-bearing exercises. Now, have my muscles gotten bigger? No. What has happened is that because if my muscles got bigger, I would gain weight because muscle carries a lot more weight than fat. What I did was I leaned up a little bit. Not that I was fat. I never was fat, but I've gotten more defined, which makes you look like you're in better shape than you are. But I just concentrate at this point in time on just being able to keep some functionality because of the lifestyle that I have to lead. I know as a poor middle-class white male heterosexual, I'm not going to get a job on merit. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards and expectations, accountability. Nothing means anything in this country anymore. It's gone. It's over. So I have to live off the land and do what I do because I know the odds of me getting an opportunity is slim to none. And even attorneys told me I don't have enough victim group status and group self-pity points. So I've got to do what I've got to do and stay as physical as I can in order to survive. All right, I'm going to go back to more of the Variety Pact of articles. Donald Trump calls to dissolve January 6th committee in wake of Liz Cheney's loss. The people have spoken, absolutely. The only reason Liz Cheney lost in such a manner is because the people in Wyoming did not allow a rig cheating job like most of the country does, and I'm going to be talking about that in detail and specificity before the end of the broadcast. Next, masks are required unless you're eating insects. They're literally brainwashing children in Canada, and they could take the mask off if they're eating insects. Unbelievable. Next, research reveals COVID lockdowns claimed 20 times more life years than they saved. So the powers that be want to bring back lockdowns purposely so they can kill off more people. Fauci, here's an article right here, very interesting. He was on Fox News, it's last month's article, and he says vaccines don't protect overly well against infection. I want you to think about that statement. We all know, I think everybody knows, Fauci just yesterday announced his retirement. He only has a few months left. But I want to read just a couple of comments in that article. And there's tens of thousands of comments on this. The toxic spike proteins Fauci calls vaccines not only do not protect people, they deplete a person's immune system, making them overly susceptible to cancer, etc., and cause blood clots and heart attacks and strokes. And scientists and doctors have been warning us about this for a couple of years, and lo and behold, the vax and are dying suddenly and unexpectedly, and they are doing so in record number. Here's an excellent article that refutes the safe and effective narrative by government and Fauci, blah, blah, blah. Next one was, I get angry every time I refer to it as a vaccine. Look, people are waking up, people. Do you know Fauci makes a ton of money from the Moderna shot every time someone gets one? How come we're not allowed to get that information? How come Congress is willing to sell out the American people and humanity when they can legally get this information? See, all the powers that be are into it, folks. They all know. All of them. A few people haven't sold out, like MTG, Lauren Boebert, Jordan, Rand Paul. There's a few. But most people have sold out. Next, Nature Journal reveals how graphene can be used to assemble radio frequency electronics in biological symptoms. Look, we've talked about this. We've given many article on the so-called, you know, is it really a blood clot, or is it some type of self-assembling nanotechnology and metals that creates these clots? We've talked about the association of electromagnetic radiation and 5G and even 4G frequencies basically being creating morbidity and mortality. We've connected all these dots. All right, next article. Again, I'm still in the variety package here, folks. Biden whistleblower exposes secret night flights of illegal immigrant children, thousands of kids per week. Look, I know what everybody's thinking. It's morning. Some of us are still drinking coffee. We know about the pedophilia. We know about the blackmail rings. We know about these sick people at the very top, what they do. If we don't have these discussions, uncomfortable discussions, if we don't have whistleblowers, everything's going to be lost. Everything. I've said it in many different, for many reasons and many different contexts. Fetterman wants to legalize heroin. For those of you who might not know, he's a Pennsylvania Democrat Senate candidate. And he wants to put as much tax on the poor middle class as possible, which we call the bottom 93% of income earners. Now, I read some stuff about him, and a lot of it isn't good. One of the things I read, and I'm going by memory, so in other words, I'm giving a little disclaimer in case I'm wrong. He received an allowance from his mommy and daddy until he was 50 years old. I also read he wants to release a bunch of prisoners. This is why I ask you to read and research and verify people. Next, this is a very disturbing article. I've seen it on many different venues and websites. TheFederalist.com is what I'm looking at right now, and it's titled, "Do you think the FBI deserves the benefit of the doubt?" And basically it shows a laundry list of corruption that should make you think again. So basically it just shows some of the things of corruption, irredeemable corruption, that the FBI did in the last 6 years, like the FISA warrants. In the summer of 2016, FBI bureaucrats launched a deep state operation, remember, known as Hurricane Crossfire? Or Crossfire Hurricane, basically to thwart candidate Trump's presidential ambitions. It's unbelievable. If you read this article, it's quite long. There's misleading Congress is another one about the Russia hoax and how former FBI Director James Comey lied to Congress. There's misleading DOJ leaders is another category, and how the FBI officials conducted a rogue operation to defend the incumbent regime. There's articles on information on misleading Trump, on what they did to Michael Flynn, how Andrew McCabe was fired by the top role. He lied to the agency inspector general four times over multiple abuses. The Clinton emails, we all know about that, how that was properly mishandled and all the evidence was allowed to be, you know, hammered or burned or, you know, the Wiener laptop, we all know about that, how that didn't, what they did to Roger Stone, how they were in with Ray Epps and how they, you know, all the information on video, what they did with the January 6th so-called riot. There's information about Kamala Harris on here. How about Hunter Biden's laptop? My gosh. I want you to think about all the information. I want you to think about all the black books at Jeffrey Epstein. I want you to think about how corrupt all these people are, that they're not coming out with this information. How about the Gretchen Whitmer plot? Remember that? That how they planned, the FBI and their informants planned to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer to make it look like the poor Democrats are. I mean, it's just Ralph Northam, Ted Stevens' conviction, the Pulse nightclub shooting, the Texas synagogue attack. They're involved, the congressional baseball shooter. They're involved in all these cases. My gosh, Kyle Rittenhouse, what they did there, demonizing James Rosen, wrongful convictions. I mean, Martha Stewart, how about the Mar-a-Lago? Look, we can go on and on. I don't have the time. But people need to say it like it is, folks. We're being taken over. Institutions and organizations have gone rogue, and they've basically sold out to the highest bidder. Speaking of selling out to the highest bidder, this disturbs me greatly. This is about Montana election officials literally conspired to kill legislation banning Zuck Bucks, or Zucker Bucks is what it's known as. And basically, Montana, the election process, is up for sale to the highest bidder. I watched Mike Lindell's special for 2 days this weekend, okay? And it's really, really disturbing. I'm going to go back to information on Montana. But basically, every state is pumping up voter rolls right now so they can cheat with voter fraud in 2020. And I'm talking about the Truth Summit that was on Frank's speech and other venues over the weekend. Look, we have to do things. We have to start talking about how we can deal with this stuff. We have to vote in person towards the end of the day. We have to think about having possibly, you know, multiple elections. You know, when you go into a church or some venue to vote, let's have in the parking lot Republicans show up and tell people who they voted for. Let's vote twice. This Truth Summit came up with, and we all know this, foreign interference with China. It's basically covering up fraud using foreign governments. You know, this is called treason. And there's so much information about wars with China and covering up election fraud. If we're going to do machine counts, which we've got to get rid of all machines and electronics, we should also do hand counts, too. Look, people, it's very disturbing when I'm looking at an article in front of me that China expert says the country is preparing to go to war very soon. Are they going to war to protect treasonous people behind the scenes who are behind all this? We'll be right back, folks, and then I'll talk specifically about Montana.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Achieving news in a flash. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, sir. And folks, talking about Montana voting fraud, there was two ladies there. They really hit the nail on the head. Basically, Montana has a little over 600,000 legitimate voters, and over 120,000, this was even breaking news on the Truth Summit, over 120,000 are invalid votes. Just 56,000 alone was stolen votes in Montana. You always say, people think, oh, Montana is so red, you know, that'll never happen there. You know, they even made a very strong implication that the marijuana was hacked, because now marijuana is legal in Montana. So this, believe it or not, Greg Gianforte, our governor, you need to get rid of the ESNS machines, because we don't have access or verify. This is what these two ladies said. There's 10 counties in Montana out of 56 that actually hand count. All 56 need to go back to hand count. We need to have watermarks so there's authenticity and accountability and transparency on the ballots. And these ladies also mentioned about how seals were broken and how the company came in to adjust the machines for altitude. This is how stupid they think we are. You can't make this stuff up. There was thousands of illegal votes. I'm talking about Montana with no signature match with envelopes. These elections for 2020 across the board should not have been certified. There's no way it can be verified, folks. I listened to most of these 2 days, and obviously I don't have a lot of time on this broadcast, but the chain of custody proof was pathetic, and I'm talking across the board, all 50 states. People were voting from vacant lots, deleting memory cards, voting you wouldn't believe how many people have voted over 100 years old, registered in the 1800s, or they're voted in their young teenagers, fake absentee ballots, corrupt down ballot votes, corrupt voter rolls, machine flipping votes, designer software, vote by mail fraud. you think the U.S. Post Office is now going to handle, and that's in quotes, all mail-in ballots? Do you know they got exemptions from the jab? You see how the payoffs work, folks? No proof of ID, more voters than votes, phantom voters, no signature verifications. They have proof of the steal because go to frankspeech.com and click on Inside the Machines. They have before and after images. The evidence is still in some of the machines. There's no voting standards. It's been manipulated. There's no voter integrity in America. I cannot make this clear. If they use anything electronic or any voting machines, they stole this many different ways. It's not certifiable. They also talked about this fellow by the name of Dennis Montgomery. And there's so much information of proof of election machine hacking and what they're going to do for the 2020 election as well. We have to be aware of what's going on. You have to ask yourself, why do I read articles like in certain districts in Wisconsin where Voss won because Steen wasn't on the ballot. You had to hand write in Steen. And Voss won by less than 300 votes. That's called cheating. I'm looking at an article here. Racine, Wisconsin broke the law by sending voting vans to Democrat stronghold areas. That's illegal. Why are Democrats not worried about the 2020 election? Because the Postal Service institutionalized ballot interference schemes. I'm looking at articles here, folks. I'm just making a long story short. How come Marxist radical George Gascon won his recall with 27% of the ballots having invalid signature? They're stealing it many different ways, folks. How come Joe Biden, this is treason, people, literally enlisted China's own TikTok to partner with federal voting assistance program in the 2022 midterm elections? It's treason. Treason. I mean, can you see it any other way? These people should be arrested. Look, there's no more rule of law, folks. It's gone. There's no rule of law for anything. All right. So what I'm going to do here is go back to, believe it or not, I go off into my little tangents here. I'm going to go back to my variety package first. New evidence shows crooked electronic voter registration system, ERIC, as an acronym, is politically compromised, stunning 104% of voting age population in Michigan is registered to vote. I mean, can there be a dumber statement than that? Look, there's so many dirty voter rolls, and they are literally inflating and pumping up voter rolls now so they can steal the 2020 election. That's what's happening. You better speak up, you better read up, and you better talk about it and do something about it. We'll be right back, folks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.